got a box that was sent to us.
And
they said, if you open this box on the air, we will be very happy and we will let you keep the contents of the box.
I love that.
It's not $1 million. It's $2 million.
Whoa,
nice. Okay.
I have a remote control.
I have a remote control. And okay. we do have some bubble wrap.
Ooh.
Look at that. Oh, bubble wrap. And
all right.
We have a submersible LED light.
What?
Takes three AAA batteries.
Submersible LED.
Submersible. So this thing is waterproof, Jeff.
What?
Makes it perfect for the bath, the hot tub, the swimming pool. Even if you want to put it in like a vase and make it light up. Like this will light up your vase. And make it look really...
I'm picturing myself getting up in the morning from work, about to have a shower. It's like, I'm going to throw the light in here.
Well, you could. You know, it's like in the bath or whatever, if you want to like read in the bath or whatever. I don't know, but certainly the hot tub or something. That'd be good.
Yeah, okay.
But you don't have to submerse it, Jeff.
Okay.
And I'm not mentioning the fish tank because I don't know if it's food safe.
This is true.
And we don't want to kill your fish.
Yeah, don't do that.
Not that this will, but I think you should research it first. You don't put things in the fish tank that are not approved for fish water, okay? You don't have to put it in water. I mean, this could go on your shelf and light things up. You could like maybe
table
hang it.
Or?
Maybe there's like a china cabinet that you don't
still have those?
Well, like an antique china cabinet. You're not going to drill holes in it for LED lighting because it's an antique,
true.
Right?
That's
so
true.
Something like this, a little bit of tape and like stick it up there and you can just like turn it on with this remote control, presumably.
Okay. Sorry, and you said it takes two
three AAA batteries, Jeff. It is not a smart device. There's no app involved.
Okay.
There's no
remote though.
No Alexa, Amazon Echo. I almost said it. Like, cancel.
Don't you do it.
There's no connectivity to your smart home devices. It's literally just a remote control and the LED. There's 10 LEDs in here. These are all 10 of them are RGB. So that means you can set the color yourself.
Excellent.
Okay. You can have it cycle through. And of course, I thought the question that everyone has burning in their mind right now. How long are the batteries going to last? Like, if I forget to turn this off, what's going to happen? So, did I mention that this box is a little bit too big for this because it comes with two, Jeff?
Oh, okay.
However, this one has been powered on for more than 24 hours.
And it's still going.
And working a treat. So there you go. That's just the default
setting. See how much battery life is.
I don't. I'm not that fancy with something like this, Jeff. I mean, hey, it works. It's still running. It's still going. Awesome. There you go.
Honestly, like if you're a cosplayer and you're looking for something simple for like Iron Man, it's like, oh,
nice.
I'm so ready. I'm green. Now I'm blue again.
But the cosplayers
so with this presumably.
Look like Iron Man.
With presumably. Okay,
yeah,
hold it up.
Over
Iron Man.
It.
Okay.
Could be a Cylon or a Terminator or something.
Okay, so I got green, I got blue,
like aqua,
purple. Hit that light switch over there, Jeff, and see if this
mood lighting
really shows
light
up.
Switch.
Oh yeah.
So cool.
Okay, so I can actually there you go. So the remote works just fine. It does come with two remotes and two devices.
Both are powered on. Are they separate signals?
No, they're the. So you can point this remote at that one and then that one and synchronize whatever you want to do.
Cool.
And then you can do like. It's got a strobe feature?
What?
Yeah, that's what it says. The button says strobe. What does it do? Are you covering the sensor? Nah, it doesn't seem to do.
Wait.
It doesn't seem to strobe. What's this one do?
You can
that's called
it.
Flash.
You can replace your camera flash.
This one's called fade. Oh, and there's one called smooth. So I'm
not seeing a difference.
Yeah.
Do you have to hold the button?
Maybe.
Maybe those buttons
flash
work.
Works. Well, what about this one? I can change the color.
Clearly, all right, so you can change colors.
Clearly, I have not read the manual yet.
Multicolored.
Yeah.
But I like it. One of the things that I want to do is I've got an i9. Yeah, that's the manual. I have an i9. Don't even worry about it. It's an i9. I've got an i9-9900K. You can turn the light back on.
Hey.
And with that processor, it comes with a really cool chassis case, right?
Oh, okay.
The octagonal thing. So I want to put this inside with a single board computer, make it light up and
that'd
be really neat, right?
Put it in here.
And I'll just probably like do like a blue glow.
Nice.
And just have that thing like just glowing.
Hey.
So, hey, these are pretty neat and they're cheap, they're affordable, they're, as I said, waterproof. And this one again has been powered on for more than 24 hours.
Still going.
And it's still going. Looks great. Cat5.tv/LED.
Turn it off or?
Well, there's a button on the remote.
Oh, okay.
So all right. Just screw it
just
open
turned off. Yeah, you could probably turn it, like, take out the batteries if you wanted to. Although then you'd have to take it out of the water if it was in the water.
True. Yeah, that's true.
Now, I'm not going to do that. I would just turn it off from the remote control. Right. But we know that it will power itself for at least 24 hours.
Yes.
And keep going. LEDs don't use a lot of juice, folks. So, hey, if I left it on overnight, it's not going to dim it or kill the batteries. So, cat5.tv/LED to check those out.
Good times.
Yes.
Lightning.
Now I got LEDs.
The light up your world.